Nefesh HaChaim Sha'ar Beis Perek Dalet.
What?
I don't know. So now, the Nefesh HaChaim, if you remember, was focused on the question is how come when we say a bracha, we switch the language from the Lashon of Nocheach to the Lashon of Nistar? How come I begin by saying Baruch Atah, as if I'm speaking directly to God, and then I finish, oh, Shehakol Niyeh Bidvaro, everything happened because of his words, right? So how can we switch from direct communication to the indirect? So the Nefesh HaChaim basically developed the idea that there are two aspects of God. There is an aspect that he calls Atzmuso Shahabore Yisparach, God's essence. And then there's another aspect, which is the way God reveals himself to us. I cannot say Baruch Atah. I can't say that Baruch, he explained this, a Lashon is an expression of increasing. So I can't say that God's essence should increase, because God's essence is beyond everything. But I can say that the connections that Hashem has to this world, that should increase. Right? In other words, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to the world in certain ways, that we want to increase. There's a difference between God's essence and the way God reveals himself. So, Zok the Nefesh HaChaim now in Sha'ar Beis Perek Dalet. He begins, the reason why every bracha has to have these two aspects, the aspect of speaking to God directly, which really means speaking to those parts of God that reveal themselves to us, and the other aspect of God's essence, ki yisod pinas emunasenu hakadosha, that our entire intention when we daven, when we recite brachos, is to yichido shel olam, is to God himself. In other words, right, everyone knows, and we spoke about this in the Halacha Shir earlier, that we don't daven to angels. We don't daven to any creature besides God. We only daven to God. Right? That's given. Amnam, lo she'anu medabrim elav kivyachol al atzmuso yisbarach levad, bivchinas heyoso mufshat umifrash kivyachol legamrei meha'olamos, ke'inyin shaya kodem habriya, de'imkein eich netareyu chasrishon b'chol berchosinu tfilosinu b'shum shem v'kinoi ba'olam klal. We can't speak to God's essence. In other words, to speak to God's essence is abstract, it is removed, right? Like, God, before he created the world, that aspect of God is beyond anything we can comprehend. So even though when we daven, we're davening to Atzmuso, but we can't possibly comprehend the Atzmuso of Kodem Habriya. We can't comprehend God's essence, as it were, before creation existed. Vigam de imlo mitzad sher anu yisparach sheretzon lehischaber laolamos ula amlocha abiryon kufum ovadehon lo hayinu rishayim klal lehispalel atzmusa yisparach sheyischaber laolamos ula ashgacha abiryon. In other words, we, and this is something that Rav Soloveitchik speaks about a lot also, we really should have no heter to daven. If tefillah has to be to God's essence, and God's essence, besides the fact that it is beyond anything we can comprehend, but more than that, if God had never decided that he wanted to reveal himself in the world, if God had never limited himself, so then we'd have no heter to daven to him. V'lochein makdimen anachnu lomar baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam. Melech ha'olam, the God of the world, perish achash ha'ratzoncha haya lahavos olamos ulehischaber aleihem. We address the God who's the king of the world in the sense that once God wanted to connect to the world, lazos bakashasenu sheyisbarach mekar ha'ratzon la'amloch ha'kein la'omen. Therefore, we want God to make additional connections to remain as the ruler forever. In other words, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech HaOlam, Melech HaOlam in the sense that he decided to create a universe and to have certain aspects of his godliness revealed to us, therefore we have a heter now to approach him. In Tanya, they make the comparison between the essence of God and the part of God that reveals to the world. Tanya speaks at length about this, and Tanya compares it to the sun, no? Kimagain v'shemesh Hashem alaykim. The sun, if anyone knows anything about the sun, right? The essence of the sun is so hot and so ethereal. You can't, there's no possible way of connecting to the essence of the sun, correct? The ball, that yellow ball, you know, in like every kid's picture, right? That is so beyond anything that we can connect to. We only appreciate the sun because of the rays of the sun that emanate from it. And because of those rays, we can like look backwards and try to understand what the essence of the sun is, no? Kimagein v'shemesh Hashem alaykim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the same type of way. The essence of God is so far removed and so beyond anything we can comprehend. We only try to comprehend it through like those rays of godliness that come to our world, you know? And then, once I do that, so I could work backwards and try to understand what the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, but obviously I can't approach that essence directly. So when I daven, I'm davening to the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but my tefillah is Baruch Atah, that I want God to increasing in the sense that God should be more revealed, that there should be more of those rays coming down so that we can appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu more. Right? There's much more to say about this in the Nefesh HaChaim, and maybe we'll just do two more paragraphs. Because this shiur is very complicated. I mentioned to you that someone in the yeshiva translated Nefesh HaChaim into English. No, there's a Len Moskowitz who's here in yeshiva. He's in the smicha program, so he just translated Nefesh HaChaim into English. So I looked at his translation on this. It doesn't really help very much because we're dealing with like Kabbalah type topics that you need training in. I think that's why it's called Kabbalah. No, anyone thinks like Madonna that you can just, well, you're probably not the highest IQ if you think like Madonna, but anyone who thinks like Madonna thinks that you can go to some Kabbalah center and just learn Kabbalah on your own is wrong. Kabbalah is called Kabbalah because you need a Masorah for it, no? If you don't get it from your Rebbe, if you're not Mekabel it, what?
You're talking in concepts, basically.
They're talking in concepts that no one understands, that they don't understand. Like by Chassidim, they used to joke around that, and if you daven Nusach Sfarad, You probably don't necessarily where you daven, no? They don't? So in Nusach Sfarad they say Kigavna on Friday night. So Kigavna has Rosa de Shabda, and then there's Rosa de Rosa. So Hasidim joke, they say that Rosa is a secret that the Rebbe understands. Rosa de Rosa is a secret that the Rebbe alein pashteinisht. Right? That the Rebbe himself doesn't understand. There's certain things that mamish, hey, no one, even the person who's saying it over, doesn't understand. And I think that's what goes on in some of these Kabbalah centers, that even the people who teach don't understand it. But let's try to understand, to the best of our ability, the Nefesh HaChaim's point about the difference between the essence of God and the difference between God's revealed aspects. V'gam shalafi b'chinas atzmusa yisbarach bilti hischabrus el ha'olamos ein makayim l'torah u'mitzvus klal. Ve'al zeh nemar im chatosa matif abo, im sadakta matiten lo, o ma miyodcha yikach, v'chein ksiv im chachamta lo, ki la'atmos adon kol baruchu, kol ma'asei ha'adam hatobahi imra'a, einena noga'as lo be'etzem klal. Torah and mitzvos makes no sense from the perspective of God's essence. Right, from the perspective of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we explained in our mashal is like the ball of the sun. So the mitzvahs that I do have no meaning. because that is the God that's completely unconnected to the world. And it says, "Imchatosa matifalba." You did an aver; it doesn't impact on anything. Imzadakta matitin lo. That you do mitzvahs; it doesn't impact on anything. But from the perspective of God's connections to this world, those rays that come down. Right? So then I could say the HaKadosh Baruch Hu will shine more rays or less rays depending on whether I do mitzvahs or averis. Again, the Tanya's mashal of the sun is the only way I understand all of these concepts here. And then he quotes, V'hu ma'amorim zah b'breishis rabba imris Hashem tzerufa. Right? The Medrash says that the words of God are tzerufa, which means pure. Amar Rav, lo nitnu Torah, lo nitnu mitzvos, excuse me, alo tzarif behem es habriyos. V'chi ma'achpat leila HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'misha shochet min hatzav, o misha shochet min ha'oref. V'chenu b'tanchum v'pasha shmini, midrash tehillim, tikkunin, etc. Ilas ha'ilos mis'ala kola, ihu brich l'kula, v'lo tzarch ihu brichon me'achora, de'les alayimad de'ish balei, hadohu d'chsiv, u'mimroram, al kol brachu tehillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, the essence of God, is Meromam al Kol Bracha Utehila, that God is beyond any bracha. Bracha itself cannot impact on the essence of God. God's essence is greater. There's no concept of increasing God's essence because God's essence is the greatest that could possibly exist. There is a concept of increasing from the perspective of God's connections to the world. And that's what the Medrash says of Mechima Ichbatli La Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Misha Shochet Min Atzava L'Misha Shochet Min Ha'oref. You think God cares if I shecht properly? If I shecht from the neck, from the front, I shecht from the back? You think God cares if I do mitzvahs or not? Right? Now that's a very frightening concept the Medrash has. What do you mean? Right, the Medrash asks the question, think God cares if I do mitzvahs? Zok the Nefesh HaChayim, what the Medrash means is, does God, in the sense of Atzmuso Yisparach, does the essence of God care? Right, mitzvahs have no impact on the essence of God. Averis have no impact on the essence of God. They only have impact on the second aspect of Alakos, the aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu deciding to reveal himself to this world and to what extent God reveals himself. So when I daven and I begin by saying Baruch Atah, right? I am asking Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. I'm asking for increase in the Melech HaOlam aspect, increase in God's connections, God Melech HaOlam, the King of the world, who's connecting to this world. That's what we're asking for. That's what it says in Nefesh HaChayim, Shar Beis Perek Dalid. And we'll have to pick up from here next time we learn. Okay, Chevra? So, Yashikolach.